hear the word of God, because we turn now to the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 4, reading verses 4 to 15, which can be found on page 811 of the Pew Bibles. Here, John tells us about the meeting between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. Hear the word of God. Jesus had to go through Samaria on the way to Galilee. Eventually, he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please, give me a drink." He was alone at the time, because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I will give you living water." "But, sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said, "and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again, but those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water." To God be the glory and the praise in the reading of his word. Amen.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Amen. I'd like to begin this morning's sermon with a couple of funny stories. The first one's about a new band called 1023 Megabytes. No one's heard of them because they haven't had any gigs yet. The second story is about a photon that was passing through airport security when a customs officer asked if it had any luggage, to which the photon replied, "No, I'm travelling light." Have you ever heard a joke when everybody else laughed but you didn't get it? And you did that pretend laugh in the hope that no one else noticed? We've all probably been there and done that, especially when you were young at school and so conscious of peer pressure to conform to those around you. I remember a song by a band called Roxy Music when I was a lad. The lyrics of the chorus went something like, I'm not going to sing it. "I'm in with the in crowd. I go where the in crowd goes. I'm in with the in crowd, and I know what the in crowd knows." I remember in my early 20s going out on a night out and having a wee bit too much to drink. At the end of the night, I made my way to my local pub to meet my girlfriend of the time. When I met her, I showed her my tie, and I showed her it with pride that she did not understand. And I showed it to all my friends in the pub, but they too did not get what I was trying to tell them. You see, at my work, which was in Tilcon along the end of Alexander Parade, we had recently employed a new receptionist, and she was drop-dead gorgeous and could easily have adorned the cover of any glossy magazine. Well, on the office night out, when any guy chatted her up, she would bring out a pair of scissors and snip their tie in two. My tie remained intact. And I wanted to let my girlfriend know that I had been loyal and true, not tempted like all the other guys with their half ties. I pointed to my tie as if to say, I love you. I want you. No one else comes close to you. But my girlfriend didn't get it, and neither did my friends in the pub. My girlfriend's now my wife, by the way. Jesus must have felt that same frustration. Not that he was drunk in a pub trying to communicate with his girlfriend, but rather he had a message to tell people. And though he told them, they didn't get it. When the disciples of Jesus see him talking to a Samaritan woman at a well, they behaved in a way that showed that they did not understand Jesus. As far as they were concerned, she wasn't one of them. She wasn't a Jew, and she wasn't a man. She wasn't in the in crowd. Who is she to be talking to our Lord? And what does Jesus think he's doing, talking to a Gentile? What does Jesus think he's doing, talking to a woman? And worst of all, what does Jesus think he's doing, talking to a Gentile woman? Horrors of horrors. How could he? And how could she? Their reaction shows just how much training they still had to go through before they would be ready to be sent out as apostles with a mission to build Christ's church in the world. They displayed no tolerance of understanding, only judgmentalism. There is no welcome, just a fixation on man-made rules and regulations. I wonder, have you ever felt unwelcome in the church? That you didn't belong. That happens in all churches, and Burnhead Church is not immune to that feeling. There may well have been some people who have stepped over the threshold of this church and not felt welcome. There may be some sitting with us here this morning who have felt that way, and it can be for a number of reasons. You all speak a different language to me. You all know the words of the Our Father prayer. I've never been to church before, and I feel like an outsider when you all speak as one and I can't speak with you. Maybe I should just leave. Or, how was I to know that this was your seat? The nice person at the door said I could sit anywhere. And I believe you when you say you always sit here, but I didn't know. And your face looks anything but friendly. Maybe I should just leave. Or why are you staring at me? It says in the song that we just sang to raise our hands to God. And so I did. But no one else did. Maybe I should leave. or I was so moved by the sermon that the spirit within me just had to shout out, "Hallelujah, praise to God." But now you all look at me as if I've got two heads. Maybe I should just leave. When the woman at the well first met Jesus, she would have felt anything but welcome. She expected to be treated by Jesus in the same way that all Jewish men treated her, like dirt. They had the rituals, and one of the big taboos was talking to a Gentile, especially a Samaritan Gentile and a woman. She had heard that in some way it made them ritually unclean, and they couldn't go to the temple and worship until they had cleansed themselves. She didn't understand that ritual. She didn't feel unclean. She washed every day. She tried to be nice to her neighbours and helped those in need. But it was a shock to be asked by this Israelite, this Jewish man, to help him. Didn't he know? Didn't he know that he would be excluded from his own in crowd? And yet, there was something different about this man. There was no hostility towards her, no fear that she might contaminate him in some way. In fact, there was something about this man that calmed her own fears and drew her to him. She surprised herself. She didn't know him, but when he offered her a drink of his water, something deep inside her spoke to her heart, and she knew she wanted it more than anything she wanted in her life before. "Please, sir," she said, "give me this water, then I will never be thirsty again." Jesus goes on to tell her all about her own life, things a stranger could not possibly know. And for a moment, she thinks that he's a prophet and takes the opportunity to ask Jesus a question that has probably been on her mind for a long time. She asks Jesus why the Jews think that the only place you can worship God is in the temple in Jerusalem, whilst the Samaritans claim that it's at Mount Gerizim where their ancestors worshipped. Jesus responds by telling her that a time is coming when it will not matter where you worship, a time when salvation will come through the Jews, but will be for all true worshippers. She responds unexpectedly. She says she knows the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. Here is a woman, a Samaritan, a Gentile woman who knows the prophecies of the Old Testament, who waits for the coming of the Messiah, even though she is excluded from the Jewish faith, and excluded in a hostile way. She is not welcome. And Jesus says words that should speak to all who feel excluded. He looks into her heart and says, "I am the Messiah." And her soul is so filled with the Spirit that she forgets her water jar that she came to fill at the well and runs back to her village to tell everyone she can. And the Bible says that the people came streaming from their village to see Jesus, and that many Samaritans believed he was the Savior of the world when they heard him for themselves. Jesus cares not a jot for religious etiquette. He cares about people, whether they are in the in crowd or not. All through his ministry, he reaches out to people others would turn away from. He goes to the leper, to the cripple, to the hated Romans, to the tax collectors, and women of ill repute. Jesus goes to them all with his arms open wide to receive them into his heart. Jesus knows what it feels like to be excluded. He knows what it feels like to be outside of the in crowd. 1 minute he was the center of adulation as he rode into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. The next moment he heard the same voices change from shouting hallelujahs to screaming for his crucifixion. Jesus knows what it's like to be excluded. And he does not want anyone to be excluded from what he promises. He does not want any sinner, not even the very ones who nailed him to the cross, to be excluded. Such is Jesus' love for us that he gave his body to be broken and his blood to be spilled so that we may be with him in heaven one day. So what can we learn from the meeting of Jesus and the woman at the well? That the church of Jesus Christ is not an in crowd. All are welcome. Even you who sit here today thinking you are unworthy. The church of Jesus Christ is full of sinners. None are worthy. But we all belong to Jesus. Not because of anything we have done, but because of what he has done for us. And the other thing we can learn from the meeting between Jesus and the woman at the well is that we need to be on our guard lest people think that this church is for the in crowd. We need to welcome people, not like the disciples did with suspicion, loathing, judgment, and condescension. We need to welcome people like Jesus did, with love, with compassion, with tolerance and acceptance. And if we can do that here in this place, we will be a step closer to bringing this place to be the church of Jesus Christ. For his name's sake, amen. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, this is your church. We are your people. But it's not just us. It's the people driving past in their cars outside. It's the people walking to the bookies to put their bet on. It's the ones still coming home from last night's too much to drink in the pub. It's the ones still asleep in bed. All are welcome in your church, Christ. So when anyone comes here in this place, may we welcome them as Jesus welcomes us. Because we are not worthy. We are not saints. We are sinners just like them. Lord, may you give us the strength, the wisdom, and the power to do this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.